The depth of their experiences varied, but a core group of 7% reported a very deep experience. In similar American and British studies, the rates were 10%, Grayson, 2003, and 6.3%, Parnia et al., 2001, respectively. Van Lommel's NDE patients did not differ from his non-NDE control group in fear of death, foreknowledge of NDE, religion, education, medical condition, or treatment. Patients who had lost short-term memory as a result of lengthy CPR reported significantly fewer NDEs. But under the circumstances, it is not possible to determine whether they in fact had fewer of them. Types of NDEs. All my life up till the present seemed to be placed before me in a kind of panoramic, three-dimensional review, and each event seemed to be accompanied by a consciousness of good or evil, or with an insight into cause or effect. Not only did I perceive everything from my own viewpoint, but I also knew the thoughts of everyone involved in the event, as if I had their thoughts within me. This means that I perceived not only what I had done or thought, but even in what way it had influenced others. A heart attack survivor's account of his NDE. Van Lommel classified the experiences his patients reported by type. Out-of-body experience, OBE. This is an experience of floating outside one's own body while retaining one's identity and a very clear consciousness. Most patients report looking down from above. As we have seen, in some cases, patients have reported information that was later verified. Holographic life review. In the popular phrase, I felt my whole life passing before my eyes. As Van Lommel describes it, all that has been done and thought seems to be significant and stored. Insight is obtained about whether love was given or, on the contrary, withheld. Because one is connected with the memories, emotions, and consciousness of another person, you experience the consequences of your own thoughts, words, and actions to that other person at the very moment in the past that they occurred. Encounter with deceased relatives or friends. Deceased persons are recognized by their remembered appearance, but communication appears to be through direct transfer of thoughts.